Country Bob FM.
People ask, why do you do just the bell and the train whistle? It is a scientifically proven fact that the COVID-19 virus does not live very long on porous materials.
Ah.
That's science. I know I throw a lot of BS out there, but...
that's science.
That is science. That's something that I read when they were going through all the things and how long the virus would live for on plastic, stainless steel, copper, all kinds of stuff. Porous materials did very well in that test. It's the Almanac Friday, and this is made of wood. Friday, May 8th, the 129th day of the year, 238 days until the end of the year. That's 238 days, including today. If you're just going with full 24-hour days, we have 237 left. 1541, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto discovered and crossed the Mississippi. You know, he's the first European to cross the Mississippi, and he's credited with, as a European, obviously there were several Native Americans,
right,
and the natives here that knew the Mississippi well, and it was there, and they used it, Alouette, maybe even the French, Alouette, up north, but this is south Europeans, Hernando de Soto, and I feel a connection to Hernando de Soto. When I lived in Mississippi, I lived in DeSoto County.
Well,
I broadcast hockey at the DeSoto Civic Center, so there's kind of a connection between Hernando de Soto and me. I visited Hernando, Mississippi a lot. That was the county seat of DeSoto County. I mean, it just all kind of comes together. And the great thing about Hernando, it had one of those great southern town squares. We don't have many of those here. You got the courthouse right in the middle, and then the town square, kind of the downtown and around it in a square. It's really cool. If you haven't been to one, Tupelo has one. I think Oxford has a real nice one where Ole Miss is.
And is the song Hernando, is that named after him?
Can you hear the drums, Hernando?
Hernando,
no, that's
yes.
Fernando.
Oh, Fernando. Ah.
Fernando. There was something in the air last night.
Missed it by that much.
So just think, and then the original name of the Mississippi from Hernando de Soto, he named it. He called it Rio de Espiritu Santo. Could you just imagine Charlie Pride singing, "Roll on, Rio de Espiritu Santo, you make me feel like a child again."
It doesn't roll off the tongue
as Mississippi. We wouldn't have the M-I, crooked letter I. So that's 1541. 1784, the only deaths ever known to be as the result of hailstones took place on this date in South Carolina. They had some hailstones, hail... And there have been several deaths because of gallstones, kidney stones,
right,
etc. But not only hailstones, 1784. That'd have to be a pretty big hailstone to cause death.
Right.
Unless there's so many of them. They were small, so many they got buried alive.
That could happen.
Right.
That would take a lot, but it could happen.
So 1784. 1886, Dr. John S. Pemberton created the formula for Coca-Cola. This date, Coca-Cola was born. Again, it was done by accident. There was a drugstore clerk, John S. Pemberton. He was trying to make a medicine for headaches and hangovers. As you know, Neil, you're very well versed in the foods that made America.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he mistakenly mixed this formula with carbonated water instead of straight water, which was his plan. That was his intention.
Right.
And with the carbonated water, he discovered Coca-Cola.
Voila.
And then it was this same date later on in the 80s that they announced the new Coke. They did it on the birthday of Coca-Cola.
Yep.
And it failed.
Didn't work as well.
Let's go to 1945, this date.
The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
Winston Churchill making the announcement yesterday, the Germans surrendered. Today, VE Day, as the news spread, Victory in Europe. Neil, do you remember it?
Well, I've read about it, and I studied about it, but I wasn't around, unfortunately. You may think I was, Jim, but I wasn't.
1956.
The truth of the matter is that he was created in the 1890s, and the earliest use we found of him was as an advertisement for a painless dentist in Topeka, Kansas. And the guy's name was Painless Romaine. And he had a picture of Alfred with the tooth missing, and the legend was it didn't hurt a bit.
They're talking about the origin of Alfred E. Newman. He appeared on the cover of Mad Magazine for the first time. The rumor, long time, had been that it was actually a depiction and a caricature of a young Prince Charles.
Wow.
Alfred E. Newman. But actually, it was from a dentist poster or advertisement. 1956 is when that happened. 1959, Little Caesars began.
Pizza, pizza.
Mike and Marion Illich founded Little Caesars Pizza Treat, as they called it, back in the 50s. And Mike Illich went on to own how many sports franchises in Detroit?
Two or three.
The Tigers and the Red Wings.
Yeah, for sure, those two.
He didn't own the Lions because that was the Ford family.
Right.
And I don't know about the Pistons.
I don't think so. I think it was just those two.
So that was in 56. In 61, the New Yorkers selected a new name for their new National League Baseball franchise.
Oh, yes.
It would be the Mets, and that is short for
Metropolitans.
Oh, I thought it was Metrosexuals.
Well, it could be.
The New York Mets, this day, 1961, they would, of course, play in Shea Stadium. When did they begin? In 62 or 63?
I think 62.
Wasn't Casey Stengel their first manager?
He was.
And they lost a bunch.
A ton. Over 100.
Early on. And then, but by the end of the decade, there's Miracle.
Yeah, Miracle Mets.
They won the 69 series. 1984.
Today's other top story, the Soviet Union's announcement that it will not take part in the Summer's Olympics in Los Angeles in 1984. As in 1980, political competition between the two superpowers, between East and West, is now taking precedence over competition between athletes. The games will go on, but what kind of games will they be? Certainly not as competitive, certainly not as dramatic.
Thank you, Tom Brokaw, with that just little bit of commentary in there. And when Tom Brokaw broke news, you stood up and listened.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. The 84 Olympics were still very memorable, though.
Yes.
Mary Lou Retton.
She did well.
Can you remember that? Flo Jo. Can you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Joyner Kersee. Remember that?
Absolutely.
So even without the Soviets, it was memorable.
Yep.
Just not as competitive. We didn't have the Soviets over here.
No.
But they were roughing things up there in Afghanistan. And then same day in 84.
So thank you all for being part of our family. To Happy Days.
The last episode of Happy Days aired on this date. Joni got married to Chachi. Of course, Joni loved Chachi, and then they got married. It's a natural progression.
Right.
And Joni divorced Chachi at some point in time later on, I'm sure. It just would have happened. Two people in a musical relationship, it just would not have worked out. But that was Mr. C breaking the fourth wall, Neil. Do you know what breaking the fourth wall is?
I don't.
That's where the actor turns to the camera and actually brings the audience in.
Okay.
Where it's no longer a show. He was actually talking to the audience of Happy Days who had been with the Happy Days family for
quite a few years.
10 years, yeah. 9 years, 11 years, whatever it was. It started in the early 70s. So Mr. C, he started to shed a tear. He got a little emotional there.
Well, it was quite a cast.
Only for a little bit, because Tom Bosley realizes he still had that lucrative deal with Glad garbage bags. And he knew that the money, even though Happy Days was ending, the money would still be rolling in. Also, same day, 1984, Kirby Puckett made his Twins debut.
Oh, nice.
The night before, he didn't get there in time. The cab was late, and he didn't have money for the cab. He had to run to the clubhouse, and Howard Fox or somebody had to give him money, had to pay for the cab. Then Billy Gardner did not put him in the lineup that night. So the next night, which was May 8th, he went 4-for-5 in a 5-0 Twins win over the Angels.
And the rest is history.
Yes, exactly. This is what Billy Gardner said the night before. Slick said, "Where's Puckett?" is what he said. As the bus arrived at Anaheim Stadium, he said, "He didn't go to Dodger Stadium, did he?" Good old Slick. And then let's remember George Peppard here today.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So many good things, including the A-team, is Hannibal Smith. Many of his plans did come together.
Yes.
He passed away at the age of 65 in 94.
Young man.
And then 99, Dana Plato.
Doesn't Gooch have a real name like everybody else?
Well, if he does, nobody knows about it except his enemies.
None of them are alive.
Well, maybe if you explain to the Gooch what happened, it won't be as bad as you think. Say you lose a little face.
I'll also lose a lot of teeth.
Oh, boy. That's from Different Strokes, and you remember the Gooch, don't you, Neil? That was the bully that bullied Arnold.
Oh, okay.
And this was the episode where he fakes being sick to get Muhammad Ali to come to his apartment.
I do remember
that. Penthouse apartment. And then Muhammad Ali would call the Gooch. They go, "Oh, Gooch, this is a champ." It's classic, Neil. You might want to binge Different Strokes until you get to that episode. So Dana Plato died. She had drug issues and problems.
Yeah,
and she passed away sadly at the age of 34 this date. In 1999, 21 years ago. Birthdays.
You're so terrific. You never done it like that. You never been this way before.
Sultry, Tony Tennille.
Like it.
To be specific.
And playing the funky tunes on the keyboard, of course, Daryl Dragon, the captain.
Opened up the door.
They were good.
Who looked better in a captain's hat? Captain Daryl Dragon or Captain Steubing? Or the skipper. I mean, some of the great captains hats of all time.
Don't sleep on the Captain and Tennille.
Tony Tennille, happy birthday, 80 today. This is a big hit, too. Philip Bailey sharing lead vocals there with Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's Bailey hitting those high notes there, FYI. He's 69. Remember when he sang Easy Lover with Phil Collins, Neil?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So Philip Bailey from EWF, 69. Drums. All right, bring in the cymbal. Nice. It's Alex Van Halen's birthday today.
Oh.
The other Van Halen. Eddie, known for his guitar song and ripping it up with the guitar. This guy could play the drums.
He could.
Hot for teacher. So Alex Van Halen is 67. Football coach Lovey Smith. He coached the Bears, and now he's coaching University of Illinois. The Fighting Illini. And he's grown a beard, and he looks like Grady from Sanford and Son. Have you seen him?
He does.
Yeah, so happy birthday to him. He's 62. Ronnie Lott. There was no more feared man in the secondary and at safety than Ronnie Lott, right?
Absolutely.
And you remember that time he chopped off his own finger?
Yep, just keep going.
Well, we have it.
Ronnie Lott hurt his left hand on that play. Oh, yeah, they caught it right there. I'm sure he has one of those fractures where the bone comes through the skin because there is blood involved in that thing.
If you wanted graphic descriptions of injuries, John Madden was your man.
He was the guy.
You go, boom, he just cut off his finger. Boom. I wish we had Frank Caliendo describing Ronnie Lott cutting off his own finger. Because I think his trainer said, "I'm not doing it." He said, he goes to his trainer, "Just cut off my finger. I need to get back in there." Big game against the Cowboys, I think it was.
Lop it off. Oh,
so
my
he did.
Gosh.
61 for Ronnie Lott. What comes to mind when I say half pint, Neil? Do you know that reference, half pint?
It does sound vaguely familiar. Something from Little House on the Prairie. I don't know.
Yes.
Is it?
I won't take it back because it's true. Your paw smells like a dumb old horse.
That's mean.
Hard-working folks only smell bad to folks that have nothing to do but stick their noses in the air. Well, whenever you stick your nose in the air with me, Nellie, it's going to get punched.
It was quite a roundhouse right.
I like
one
this
might
show
even,
right
one
there.
Might
that's
even,
a good episode.
That's a better punt than Festus, a better punch than Festus ever threw. Gunsmoke.
Maybe.
I'd put Laura Ingalls half pint against Festus any day. Anyway, so Melissa Gilbert, 56 today. Laura Ingalls, of course.
So she was half pint?
Yeah, she was half pint.
All right.
That's a nickname Paw gave her, okay?
Sure.
Laura smells like a dirty horse. Laura smells like... So Del Gray, the drummer for Little Texas, finishing up Kick a Little there. He is...
We've had him on this program.
Good. He's 52. We have not had Enrique Iglesias on this show, though. Enrique Iglesias, Julio Iglesias. He could sing with Willie and take his dad's spot.
Right.
And to all the girls I've loved before. I'm sure he's had a girlfriend or two. When you look like Enrique Iglesias.
I think he did.
He's in demand, and he's 45 today. One more.
My name is Oliver Queen.
Oliver Queen is dead. And soon you will be too.
No, he won't. It'll be maybe a little bit later. That's the Green Arrow, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
The show that started the whole Arrowverse on the CW with all of those superhero shows. They've got another one coming up called Stargirl that I'm going to be watching, and I will be enjoying, I'm sure, because they are well done. And Arrow himself, Steve Amell, is 39.
Is that show then still on?
And Arrow is coming to an end. If it hasn't come to an end already, it has. That's the one show I haven't watched. That was the first one.
Right.
And I'm familiar with it. I've seen some episodes, and there have been some crossovers with Flash and some of the others. I just haven't watched that one from beginning to end.
Is Flash still on?
Flash is still on.
Okay. All right. So Stargirl.
Stargirl.
I might have to get back into it.
And there's Batwoman now, too. That's in the same universe.
I got to get back
into
it.
Not Batgirl. It's Batwoman. It's a different story.
Okay,
it's unique.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today, our former president of the day is Harry S. Truman. He was born on this day, 1884, and S stands for?
Nothing.
Harry S. Truman, 1884.
Supergirl, maybe.
Maybe, could be. What about comedian, actor, hockey puck, Don Rickles?
I must say right in front, George, you're 81 years young. I'll give you $5 to marry my mother. I'll make it 10 if you fool around.
He was roasting George Burns.
He was CPO Sharky. He was quite a guy. If you had a roast, you had
Kelly's
to have
Heroes.
Kelly's Heroes. And whenever he said, and I want to say something honestly from the bottom of my heart, you knew zinger was coming.
Yeah, Mr. Warmth.
Don Rickles there, born on this day in 1926. Former heavyweight champ Sonny Liston. Cassius Clay took him out in the early 60s, 64, I believe. He was the heavyweight champion there for a while, 1932. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, he was one of the Nelsons, Rick Nelson. Man,
made a lot of stops,
or Ricky, as we called him earlier.
Over the world, and in every morning.
By the time he did Garden Party, he wanted to be known as Rick.
Rick, yep. Of course, he was offspring of Ozzy and Harriet, so he was a child actor. He was in Rio Bravo at a very young age with John Wayne and Dean Martin. I think he was only 19 when he did that movie. The great Ricky Nelson there, born on this day, 1940. And he gave us Jaws, the book, and The Deep. Author Peter Benchley, you probably know the name, 1940. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Flounder.
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
Huh? He's Flounder, all right.
Well, that was a perfect name for him, I have to say.
Cameo from John Belushi, Bluto there. Stephen First, 1954, lost him a year or two ago. Mm. And then Corey Stringer, also.
Was on the list today.
NFL Viking, of course, offensive lineman and offensive tackle. Big, big man died because of the heat stroke.
Yeah.
At the Vikings training camp in Mankato, 1974.
They kind of changed some rulings.
Very much so.
Because of his death.
He would have been 46 today. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bobathon with Tracy Lawrence, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney? I think Charlie McLean was in this song, maybe Tex Ritter. Find out who your friends are is one. The other is Toby Keith, Wish I Didn't Know Now. And then Willie Nelson, Nothing I Can Do About It Now. A lot of nows
I think
there.
I will find out who my friends are.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.